The British Parliament has voted to delay Brexit, almost 3 years since the UK voted to quit the European Union. The latest twist has set up one final attempt by British Prime Minister Theresa May to get her Brexit deal through the House of Commons. We cross now to our Europe correspondent Linton Besser in London. And Linton, what's happened?
Well, Sabra, we've had finally, as you said, 3 years later, the request about to be made by the British Parliament to Brussels for yet more time. It seems 3 years simply wasn't enough. 412 votes to 202, sending Theresa May to Brussels to ask for just a short extension until June 30 in order to get all the various legislative instruments passed by the House of Commons in order to effect Brexit. There is a big proviso, though, Sabra, and that is that the short extension turns on Theresa May being able to get her poisonous Brexit deal through the House of Commons. It's already been defeated twice, first by a margin of 230 votes, then by a margin of 149. Can she get it through? We're going to have to wait and see. If she doesn't, it could mean a very long extension, a very long delay to Brexit, and potentially no Brexit at all, Sabra.
Well, 3 years after the referendum, how did the UK end up in this position?
Well, a lot of people are scratching their heads and wondering that, you know, precise question. How on earth has the British Parliament turned itself inside out like this? How has number 10 imploded? A key part of the answer is the 2017 election. Theresa May tried to go and seek a strong majority to add strength to her hand to be able to carry out Brexit. And instead, she lost her majority and has been propped up since then by the Democratic Unionist Party in Ireland and has been forced into this marriage of inconvenience. And at the same time, there has been a rump of hardcore Tory Brexiteers who have forced the government to take a harder and harder position, almost to the point where we saw Theresa May trying to argue that the prospect of an economically disastrous no deal, not be allowed to be taken off the table this week.
Okay, so what happens next?
Well, we have to see whether she can finally climb over this wall, finally get support for this Brexit withdrawal agreement that has been negotiated over years with Brussels. And that vote will be next Tuesday or Wednesday. On Thursday, there's a European Council meeting. Any request to extend Brexit, to delay it, has to be agreed unanimously by all the other 27 European Union members. And then, of course, there's a question of whether they would accept an even lengthier delay, which she would have to put to them in the event that her deal doesn't get up. So it seems the Brexit story simply will not come to an end.
All right. Europe correspondent Linton Besser, thank you.